evening, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring, and I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course, we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But of course, hold your calls for the time being because we have with us Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And of course, we're going to be talking about the Institute, the whole idea of beginning to reinstill in the American people an understanding of the Christian history of America. How our Constitution came to be written, the Declaration of Independence, what is the foundation of our freedom, what is the secret that made America different than any other nation, and why are we losing our freedom? David, are you there?
Yes, thank you for having me on the show, Stan.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and let's talk a little bit about the Institute. What is the Institute of the Constitution?
Well, the Institute on the Constitution is a series of lectures to help people understand, like you said, the foundation of our nation and the Christian underpinnings for the Constitution. And most people have unfortunately been sold the revisionist distortion of our history as a nation and been told things like, oh, all the founding fathers were a bunch of deists or atheists, which is the furthest thing from the truth.
Or they were all Masons and it's all a Masonic movement. America was
Masonic. Right.
What they do is they confuse the issue so much that people really don't understand, because one of the most carefully kept secrets is the fact that our founders founded America as a Christian nation.
That's right.
You need only to read the writings of the founders and of the very state constitutions to know that. Isn't it interesting that even up on the web today, they have so much disinformation to conceal the truth from the American people?
And unfortunately, the government school system does a superb job, and superb job is because I believe it's intentional, of preventing those who are learning about the history of our nation from preventing the real understanding of the founding of our nation, because they don't dare mention any founding document that really reveals the heart of our founding fathers and what they were about. And so I was just thinking, looking back at some of my notes, and I saw that 4 years ago in the state of New Jersey, which I have to own as where I grew up, and so I went through their government school system and so on. But 4 years ago in the Senate, there was a bill put forward that would require all school children in the state of New Jersey to read the Declaration of Independence. And the New Jersey State Senate killed that bill, and you have to wonder, what is wrong? What's the matter with school children reading a founding document of our nation, reading it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, of what the founders believed? And a reason I think they did not want school children there reading it is that they know the teaching of the Declaration of Independence directly opposes the propaganda that they are force-feeding the children in those government schools.
Absolutely. And, you know, in fact, my friend John Stormer has a video. We even carry a copy of it, where he tells about how, you know, in one of the, I believe, McGraw-Hill, one of the other textbooks, they talk about the Declaration of Independence that says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created and endowed, created, dot, 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 and endowed with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they had to take out that part about our Creator.
The
Why?
Most important part.
Of course it is. And of course, people don't understand that when they were talking about nature's law and nature's God, they were talking about the God of the Bible, because that came from John Locke. We're going to be back here in just a couple of moments. We're going to have to, of course, begin accumulating the various stations listening to this program. So you hang on, Pastor David Whitney, and we'll be with you in just a moment here at the Radio Liberty Network. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I wanted to introduce our special guest this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney, and of course he is with the Institute on the Constitution. and it's headed, it's back there in Annapolis, Maryland. But of course, they have groups all across America, and almost every evening of the week, someplace, somewhere in America, people are learning about the Constitution. Now, this is a great program because it's 12 one-half-hour programs put together by Professor John Eidsmos, a professor of constitutional law. And of course, all you have to do to put on the Constitution seminar is to get the people together and maybe get some donuts or coffee or something. Because, well, I'm going to let David tell you about it. What comes with the package for the Institute on the Constitution?
You described it accurately. It's 12 lectures by a constitutional law professor who's also a solid Christian. I was just with him last Friday evening, and just a pleasure to spend time with Dr. Eidsmo. And he understands the Christian foundation and the essential nature of what our founders were creating when they put together our founding documents. And he gives a thorough background of the history of the founding of our nation, and then walks you through the Constitution, giving you a working knowledge of what the Constitution actually is saying and how it has been misinterpreted by the modern revisionists that want to deny that we are founded as a Christian nation and want to kind of turn the corner to rank paganism, which is basically what their goal is. And so there's a series of three videos that each video contains four of those lectures. Along with that is a complete set of notes which very closely follows his lecture, so that as you're listening to his lecture, you can be watching the notes as well as taking notes on your own.
And, of course, I think this is the advantage. So you not only have the lecture, you have a book that the group leader will have that has all the information that you really need to put forward. And then, of course, it's because you want the people to learn, they can watch, they can read, and then they can go home and study it.
And actually, at the end of each lecture, after the half-hour lecture from John Eidsmo is finished, we have discussion questions. When, of course, we include the answers, so the host of the Institute doesn't have to come up with the answers on their own. But we walk the class through, in about another 15, 20 minutes, a series of questions to help remind them of what the lecture has just taught them about the Constitution, about the founding of our nation. And then, in addition to that, some just general open-ended discussion questions, because we find with most classes, as people begin to take this and their eyes begin to open, they begin to see all sorts of things around our society.
Now, you hold on, right? Hold that thought, because we're going to have to bring one more station on here, and then, of course, we'll be back uninterrupted for just a short period of time here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney. We're talking about the Institute on the Constitution and the fact that when you actually take on this job, and it's really a very pleasant job, you'll learn a lot. Of course, there are 12 half-hour videos for 12 weeks, or you could put these on in two or three, a couple of weekends if you wanted to. But when you, of course, get the kit, you also get a question of a group of questions and the answers that would be asked at the end of the program. You will have a written text for the people there. And the people learn the Constitution. They learn what our enemies, the enemies of freedom, don't want them to learn. And they learn about the Constitution, why it was written the way it was, and the foundations of our freedom. What is freedom about? Well, it's about liberty, and liberty is limited federal government, and limited government even at the state and the local level. What's the greatest enemy that we have today? Why, it's the massive bureaucracy that has to justify its existence by finding more ways to make your life miserable. And if you don't really believe that, if you live in an area like I do, you just try to add on to your house, or it doesn't matter what you want to do, they'll find out some new rules or regulations, really an environmental impact study. You got to put in three new septic tanks, and you got to get your septic tank pumped, you know, and you got to do this to the roads and all anything here, because basically they believe in the ruling elite that's going to tell us common folks what to do. And that is so foreign to our concept of freedom, isn't it, David?
That's right, and foreign to the whole concept of the ownership of private property, which our founding fathers, I mean, that was one of the key elements of what they were doing. They realized that the king in England had no respect for anyone's property. He could seize it. He could quarter his troops in it. And that was one of the cornerstones of what they built our nation upon, private property. And you're right, the pagans basically attacked the right to own private property. And they see the earth belongs to itself, so to speak, and often they say that we human beings are here to serve Mother Earth and not the other way around. You've probably seen the bumper sticker that I've seen, you know, honor your mother, and there's a picture of the planet Earth there. It's like that's the pagan concept of what human beings are here for on planet Earth. As our founders put together the Constitution, one of the things that I've discovered in studying it is that the preamble or the introduction to the Constitution is very, very brief. And it's puzzling, but if we understand why it's brief, it makes a whole world of difference really in studying and interpreting the Constitution, because the actual preamble of the Constitution is the Declaration of Independence. When you begin reading the preamble to the Constitution, you discover that it does not state the principles concerning the rights of man, and it doesn't even state the underlying presuppositions at all. It just jumps right into the structure of our government.
And I remember that point that it makes, that you were going to promote provide for the common defense, but promote the general welfare. Mm-hmm. You were not going to provide for the general welfare, because a government that can provide for the people has to be able to control the people.
That's right.
And that was the whole purpose of the welfare state, was make everybody subservient to the federal government. Because all these people now will vote for the politicians who promise to give them more. And, of course, when the government's providing your health and your education and your welfare, how are you any different than the slave on the old plantation in the South?
no different at all.
And of course, people don't understand that our Constitution limited what that could be done in Washington, D.C., and established a republic, not a democracy.
That's right.
Not a democracy. And yet, why does all of our leaders talk about democracy? Why would we want to establish a democracy in Iraq, when James Madison said democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with the rights of private property and personal liberty, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths? Get a copy of the Federalist Papers, incidentally we carry them, and read it, what James Madison said about democracy. And why is this never taught in our school? Why is it that when William Bennett writes a book on, you know, about our government, he never mentions that? He takes the 10th of the Federalist Papers and then deletes that very, very carefully. And, of course, this is done intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want people to understand that our founding fathers feared democracy, because they knew, as Andrew Tyler had said, democracies are temporary forms of government. They last only until people find that they can vote themselves into the public treasury. And then, of course, the people vote themselves into the treasury, the nation goes bankrupt, and is followed by despotism. And that's just where America is headed today. And, of course, when the things begin to fall apart, what are people going to do? They're going to say, gee, the government's got to solve our problems.
That's right. One of the descriptions I like of a democracy is that democracy is really four wolves and one sheep deciding who's going to be eaten for lunch.
And, of course, you know what a republic is then, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's a republic?
It's the same setup, only the sheep are armed.
Right, and there are laws against eating sheep.
That's right.
Republic is a nation of laws. A democracy is a nation of men, where they all get together and say, what are we going to vote for today so we can get more money from our contributors and feather our own nest? And that's what's wrong with this system. When the federal government had very little power, why there was no reason why the corporations and the people of great wealth and the bankers and the criminals would want to really have the representatives in Washington, D.C., because they couldn't benefit from it.
That's right.
The purpose of our federal government was only to provide for the common defense, but never for the general welfare.
That's right. And it's interesting what has taken place in the revisionist history that's now holding sway in our country is what I would call a divorce between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And that divorce has enabled the interpreters of the Constitution, freed from the presuppositions clearly presented in the Declaration, that they can twist the Constitution to say what the Constitution was never intended to say.
Like, of course, we can't have prayer or God
right.
in schools. And yet, what it said was that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. How did they get that around to the false interpretation? Why they said, well, in the 14th Amendment, and then they applied the 14th Amendment to the First Amendment, and they said, well, neither the federal government nor the state. Well, that wasn't what the 14th Amendment was about. That wasn't what the people who voted on the 14th Amendment met at all. all. But you see, they're evil and wicked people. And, of course, they were in our Supreme Court at the time. And, of course, as those of you who have heard us before know that from 1941 to 1971, the Masons controlled our Supreme Court, and the majorities of either 5-4 or 8-1. They control our Supreme Court to take God and prayer, and of course any allegiance to the Supreme Being out of our schools. They teach evolution to destroy a belief in the Bible, because if the evolution is true, then the Bible is a lie. And they did a pretty good job. They look at what's happening today, and they really have pretty well destroyed the soul of America.
And that's why our great hope with the Institute on the Constitution is to re-educate hundreds of thousands and even millions of Americans to understand what our Constitution was intended to say. Not the distortions, not the revisionist history that we currently are suffering under. And if a groundswell of people can rise up and say, enough of this, I am not going to vote for a politician who will not uphold the Constitution. Actually, I'm going to call for impeachment of judges who will not uphold the Constitution. If there's a groundswell of change, then our country can turn around. And that's why I'm so excited about what the Institute on the Constitution does. It really gives people a handle on the Constitution of our country and enables them then to teach it to others. In addition to the lecture series that John Eidsmo gives, the 12 series, we've included two other videotapes by David Barton. One is on the myth of separation of church and state, how that is a complete distortion of the intention of the Founding Fathers and even of Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the phrase wall of separation in a private letter to the Danbury Baptist. He does an excellent job of explaining how that is a total violation of the intent of the Founding Fathers, including Thomas Jefferson himself. So that is one video, and the other looks at the Christian foundations of our form of government. And so we've put these supplemental videos into that 12-week series with their own discussion questions, and again, the host will have a very easy time presenting that material. The person who is hosting it doesn't need to be a constitutional scholar, doesn't have to have a degree in law, doesn't have to have any background or experience other than a willingness to learn from what Dr. Eidsmo and David Barton teach us. Myself, majored in history in college and then went to seminary, and I don't have a law degree and when I began studying this about 2 years ago and began discovering what I suspected all along, that we were being sold a lie about what our Founding Fathers had really put together when they designed our country. My suspicions were confirmed, and it was an exciting process for me in my own transformation, in my own thinking, to begin looking at our culture through the lens of our Founding Fathers. Excited enough for my change that I wanted other people to be able to have this opportunity. And so that's how I got involved in teaching Institute on the Constitution here in Maryland, and I'm excited as it's spreading all over the country. Just got a letter this week from a fellow in Hawaii who is on his fourth class. He has hosted four classes, and he's reaching a widening group of people in that very, very liberal state of Hawaii out there. So we're excited as this is spreading nationwide. Very shortly, probably tomorrow, we will have our website up and running, www.IOTC, standing for Institute on the Constitution, IOTConline.com. So people will be able to go there and gain more information and also find out if there's a class being hosted in their city or their town or nearby that they could participate in.
And of course, I'm very often asked, how would I meet somebody around my community who feels as I do? Well, here's a good way to meet them, is to put an IOTC on, an Institute on the Constitution. You'll meet people of like mind, and hopefully then they'll come to other meetings or bring other people to other meetings or, of course, establish other meetings on their own. And this is how it's going to have to grow. The question is, do you care about freedom? Are you concerned enough to put out some time and effort to help us get the information out? Now, I think IOTC is a great organization, Institute on the Constitution, and this is why, of course, we're going to have David and other guests on repeatedly, because we want you to understand that freedom is lost when good people don't understand it. And you're certainly not going to have learned it in your schools, because there's been an organized effort not only to dumb down our people, but to keep the American people to understand the secret of the foundations of our freedom that once made this country and our freedom here. The envy of people throughout the world. We'll be back in just a few moments here with our special guest today.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention, if you feel that you need more in the way of energy, if you feel sort of tired all the time, let me suggest Be Alive Royal Jelly products, because I've used them for, well, my wife and I have used them for 8 to 10 years, and we think that they really have helped, and we don't hesitate at all to recommend them to you. Be Alive Royal Jelly is a normal nutritional supplement. It's actually found in the beehive. It's what the queen bee eats, and they found a means of tricking the bees into making it so that you can afford it. Otherwise, there's only a very small amount, not high ordinarily, but they figured out how to make it so that you can afford it, and it's been used by the royalty in China and certainly in Europe for many years, and you can get it by calling 866-233-7500. Now, if you use it, you're not going to have an immediate, it's not like caffeine or dextrodrine or anything like that. That's simply over a period of several months, and they recommend 3 months. If you take it one pill a day, at the end of 3 months, if you don't feel better, more in the way of energy, you call them at 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500, and simply ask for the Be Alive Royal Jelly products. And I really think that you'll like them. Then I want to mention the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be held on May 24th and 25th of this month. That's Memorial Day weekend. It's the Santa Clara Marriott. If you'd like more information on it, it's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. I'm going to be the first speaker on Saturday morning. I think they put me there because they figured most people wouldn't be there by that time. I don't know, but under any circumstances, I hope you can come. Jim Mars is going to be there. There are going to be some people that, well, I would probably disagree with, but I think it's important you understand what people are thinking. I think the people who go to this conference know that they're going to be, that there is a force out there that is running things behind the scenes. And of course, the question is, what is it? Well, again, the Conspiracy Conference, you want to know about it, why the website, conspiracycon.com, the telephone number, 209-832-0999. And then, of course, I want to mention that we carry the Big Berkey water filters, and, of course, the Big Berkey water filter, it's stainless steel, the filter's about 25 gallons a day, has ceramic filters, it's the standard, it's the type that's been used, really, by missionaries for many, many years. Ordinarily, they sell for $279. We offer them for $239. And if you buy it through our ministry, well, you'll get either a four-tape set or a video that we produce. Now, the water filters are there if you have bad taste in your water. If it's a lot cheaper than buying bottled water. And, of course, you can use it in your house. You can use it in your recreational vehicle. You can use it anywhere. They're portable. But, of course, they work. They work efficiently. I have to tell you that the Big Berkey is not available in California or Iowa. It's available any other place. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Big Berkey water filter. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution, and of course, we want people across America to set these up. How many institutes have there been? Last time I talked to Mike Perutka, who's really the father of this organization, he said you had about 75. How many do you have now?
It's closer to 100 right now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting to see this spread, and I know that I appreciate you allowing us to be on the show, because I think many more people around America will take this up and spread the word. And the more people who are taking this class and spreading the word, the quicker our country will return to the founding principles, that our founding fathers envisioned when they began this nation.
Well, of course, it's not only that, but I know, for instance, up in Spokane, where we have our do our program in the evening, that they've graduated at least their second class.
Oh, yes, they have.
And I assume they're going to be starting other classes.
Yes, they've got plans for additional classes, and hope to see it spread throughout Washington as well, as other people from more outlying areas than Spokane begin to pick it up.
And you know, what I've heard from people who've been to the classes, they're really excited about it. I mean, what a wonderful thing it is to realize the background to our freedom. It's very easy to get disillusioned with America, with the way things are going today. And of course, to think that America is all about materialism and cars and houses and good things and Walmart. America is about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you have freedom, these things, other things are a byproduct of, but you lose your freedom, all of these other wonderful things that we've enjoyed are going to be lost. And the people in America can't imagine that this could happen here. But why not? It's happened to every other country that's ever turned against God. And this country has turned against God because we don't understand the relationship between God and freedom. And we certainly don't understand what has been happening in Washington, D.C., and what's happening in our churches today.
And, you know, our founding fathers, that's why it's so important, and John Eisenman does an excellent job of this, of bringing back together and reuniting the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, because if we understand what the Declaration of Independence states about the presuppositions, we clearly understand that freedom comes from God, whereas I believe Thomas Jefferson was the one that said, God who gave us life gave us liberty. God is the source of liberty. He is the one, if we don't follow his principles, like you say, we will not have freedom. We will not have liberty. There are five presuppositions that the Declaration of Independence clearly sets forth. Each of these is grounded in the Bible, grounded in the Christian faith. And if you remove the Bible and you remove the Christian faith, these collapse. They don't stand anymore. The first thing, that all men are created equal. Well, how do we know all men are created equal? You go to India, and their religion teaches that all men are not created equal. There's the untouchable caste, and then there's a caste above that. And, you know, there's great inequality among human beings because it's based upon their religion of Hinduism that says reincarnation means you take a step up the next life to the next caste and the next caste if you're good Hindu and so on. And likewise with Muslim religion. You go to a Muslim country, there is no equality there in a Muslim country because it's based upon their religion. It's only the Christian religion that teaches that all men are created equal and before God have equal standing. The second presupposition that the Declaration states clearly is that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And that word unalienable means that, that those rights cannot be given away, they cannot be taken away, they're not to be separated, and those rights come from God. And that's a radical concept to most people today. They believe their rights come from the government.
Amen to that. Well, we've got Bart calling us from Carmel here, and let's, before we get to the break, which we're going to take very shortly, let's see what Bart has to say. Hi, Bart, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Bart?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bart, are you going to set up an institute in the Constitution over there or get one set up?
You know, it's funny you should ask me that, Dr. Stan, because I'm Spanish-English bilingual, and I have many friends who are from south of the border, and frequently I've thought to myself, how I'd love to educate these people on genuine American history and the Constitution, so I guess it's not out of the question.
Right.
But, sir, today, something happened today that has bothered me so intensely all day that it's given me a headache. Thank God you're on Stan's program today. My head is still just hurting from it. Here's what happened. I was listening to a news broadcast on another AM station, and in about a 20-second soundbite, a young lady from a high school in Massachusetts was with a group who are up in arms about changing their high school mascot. Now, understand this. Their high school mascot in that particular high school, the original mascot is the Minuteman. And these kids, this young lady sounded fairly mindless, like a vacant, just mindless, and they wanted to change this mascot to a wolf symbol. She said that the Minuteman looked like... she said, "Oh, he just looked like a pirate, you know." And it's just in a minute's time, it became so evident to me that this young lady had no concept.
Okay, Bart, we're going to have to go to the break.
And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the whole idea is to really undermine the very fabric of our society and the understanding of what the Minutemen and Fort Tiger Conqueror. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Here at Radio Liberty. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time I want to tell you about some of the other things that we carry at Radio Liberty, and certainly one of them is called the Big Berkey Light. This is the Berkey Light, and it's a water filter that can be sold in every state except for the state of Iowa. So if you're interested in getting a Berkey Light, which is a really it's clear plastic, it's actually made of the same material you make bulletproof glass out of, and of course you can see the level of the filters. The filters are different than the black Berkey filters. They're really, rather than water filters, they're water purifiers. They're amazing, amazing. Of course, the regular filters in the Big Berkey can be cleaned repeatedly. They'll last for a very long time. The black Berkey filters will last for 2, 3, or 4 years, depending on how long you use them or how much water you run through them. That's the really determinant factor, but an excellent means of purifying the water. And I'll tell you, it changes the taste of the water. If you'd like to find out about the Berkey Light, go to our website at radioliberty.com, or we certainly ask you to give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, or, and of course, you can get a Berkey Light water filter if you buy it through us for $199. Why, you'll get a video or a four-tape set we produced right along with that. So give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And I want to mention, of course, Phonopoly. Phonopoly is a game that you play. It's like Monopoly, but it's designed to teach children how to read and spell and, of course, pronounce words phonetically. And it's not just for children. I've had people 50, 60 years old, call and tell me how much they enjoyed it, because they learned what they never learned in school, and that is the technique of reading phonetically. And in about 16 hours, you can reprogram your child's or your grandchild's mind and undo all the harm that's been done by the government schools. And believe me, they're intentionally dumbing down our children. You could not do such a bad job unintentionally. Now, this is 5 board games and 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books. And you play it with your children, or you can play it alone if you want to, but you're far better off to play it with them, because you'll learn a lot, too. You'll learn the sounds. You'll learn the rules of the English language that you probably never learned in school. It's called Phonopoly. Many of the programs like this actually cost $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95, and, of course, we think it's a great deal. Give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927, 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. Ask about the Phonopoly game, and it is a game. It's a fun game, but it's a teaching game. It's designed by Myrna Culbraith, who created the phonics game, sold that, used all the techniques she had in the phonics game in Phonopoly. So, again, 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, our guest today is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution, and Bart had called in before we went to a break and talked about this girl, that the school is the Minuteman, which is sort of the symbol of the fighters in the American Revolutionary War who were willing to risk their life for this idea of freedom under God. And, of course, this was really what it was all about. If there had not been the Great Awakening in 1740, led by Jonathan Edwards, we wouldn't have had the freedom that we have here. And remember, it was the Tocqueville, when he came to America in 1840 from France, trying to find out what was our secret. Why did our revolution succeed and theirs it failed? And he talked about going to the harbors and the mines of the cities and the Congress and the Constitution and institutions of learning, trying to find out what the secret was of America. And then he said, it wasn't until I went into the churches of America and heard the pulpits flaming with righteousness that I understood the source of America's greatness and goodness. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And I would simply ask you out across America, how many of you really think that America is good today as you turn on your television, as you see what's being taught in our schools, where our kids learn far more about sex than about Shakespeare? So go ahead.
Yeah, and I was just sharing that the Declaration of Independence states so clearly our rights come from God, not from any other source. And therefore, they can't be taken away. They can be violated. And that's exactly what the Declaration stated. There's 27 violations, they said, that the King of England had repeatedly done. And They had appealed, but again and again, he had treated them as a tyrant treats those who are subjected to him. And that not only are we endowed by our Creator with those unalienable rights, that among those rights are three: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That God has given us life, He has given us liberty, and oddly enough, that phrase, pursuit of happiness, encompassed primarily in their thinking the right to own property. What we were just talking about earlier that is so freely violated in our country every day, where the government takes away more and more of our rights to control and own, actually own the property that we might have title deed to.
I know, I would just point out that, of course, this phrase, life, liberty, and property, came from John Locke. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is when Jefferson first wrote that in, it was life, liberty, and property.
That's
but
right.
The people who were with him, said, let's put in the pursuit of happiness because, it sounds good, and, of course, never to guarantee happiness, only the opportunity to obtain it. And they realized how important property was because when the Constitution was written, you never see the words life and liberty together without the word property included. Mm-hmm. And you will find that in the Constitution. And when you understand this was a Lockean phrase, came in from John Locke. You need to study Locke. You need to understand how this played such an important part. Locke's Christian worldview played such an important part in framing the views of Thomas Jefferson when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. And you have to understand there is an organized effort to keep you from learning what we're talking about today.
And that's what the Institute on the Constitution accomplishes. He does an excellent job of giving you a background of what did Locke actually say? What were Locke's beliefs? What were Montesquieu? Montesquieu was the most quoted author from the writings of the Founding Fathers. And how about Blackstone's law books? And looking at each of these and understanding that each of these writers and thinkers that so heavily influenced our Founding Fathers, they were Christians. And they were spelling out Christian teaching. They were basically expositing the Bible in their writings. John Locke wrote commentaries. Most people don't know that. They think he's just a political philosopher. He was a theologian. He was spelling out what the Bible teaches and how that makes a practical, everyday impact on people's lives. He also, the fourth reason why the Declaration, the fourth presupposition, is that governments are instituted among men to secure these rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the purpose governments are here for. They're not here to redistribute wealth, which is unfortunately what our modern socialist governments, including our own, that's what their purpose seems to be. If you ask someone who's a legislator, as I have in Annapolis here, ask some state legislator, you know, what's the purpose of government? They often say a phrase like, well, to make the playing field of life level, i.e., they mean redistribution of wealth, taking your property and giving it to somebody else. So their whole concept of government is the opposite of the Founding Fathers.
And not only that, but that's what our leaders are doing today. That mm-hmm. by lowering our tariffs, they're going to distribute your wealth
yes.
to the people of the rest of the world
that's
and your
right.
jobs and your future and your children's future. Well, let's go to Roger, who is calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks, gentlemen. Not what I called about, but to answer that last guy, what is really anathema to the school folks is that this the Minuteman was an irregular citizen soldier, a militiaman, and not of a standing army, which,
That's
of
right.
course, is what our founders particularly feared creating.
Amen to that. And they did not want a standing army because they feared it would be used at one time against our people. Now it's being used to dominate the world. That's
yeah.
why we have troops stationed all throughout the world. Why do we have troops still in Kosovo and Bosnia and in Europe and Japan and Korea and Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan and, you know, and Afghanistan and Pakistan and now in Iraq? And why do we have troops all throughout the world and FBI offices all throughout the world? It all has to do with this idea of domination. So, Roger, do you have a question or comment? I
yeah.
think your point is so well
yeah.
made on the Minuteman.
Yeah, well, the reason I really called, I want to combine your topic with current events. That is the attack on Rick Santorum. And I'm afraid this is over his... I'm afraid it does him little good to merely quote, I think it was Justice Breyer on anti-sodomy laws without... mentioning those presuppositions you alluded to, which undergird that. I'm afraid that Santorum doesn't have the mental wherewithal to give him more heat from the ultra-left, but he has to state that all law is legislation of morality.
That's right.
Or procedural thereto, and all morality in turn is based on religious presuppositions. There's no getting around that. That is no less true for the atheist or whatever other extraction. The question is, by what standard? Whose morality?
If you really care about people who are homosexual, you would tell them that what they're going to do, what they're doing is wrong and it's going to kill them. And that's why the homosexuals have died. And we have almost 500,000 people who have died of AIDS, and over half of them are homosexual. You look at the statistics. So anyway, thanks so very much, Roger. You're right on. Let's go to Mike calling from, of all places, Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Of all places. You spoke of leveling the playing field and for the purpose of redistributing the wealth. I just wanted to add to that there's also a redistribution of the rights, and that is a redistribution from the godly to the pagans.
All right.
Yes, you're right.
Anything else, Mike?
That's all. Thanks.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Well, we're not going to argue with you at all. He's right on, of course. And we have a lot of people who feel very, very strongly about the same things that you and I do. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney. Now, let's give the telephone number and, of course, the website, where, of course, the website won't be up till tomorrow. So let's give the telephone number a couple of times so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Our phone number is 410-760-6759.
Once more.
Let me repeat that. 410-760-6759. And there's a voice answering system that can take your request to sign up for our newsletter. We have a free newsletter that keeps you up to date with different issues related to the Constitution, as well as on that voicemail you can sign up to receive the Institute on the Constitution host kit and host a kit in your community. Perhaps with your church. Your church would be an excellent place to do this. Churches are woefully ignorant about the Christian nature of our system of government as it was designed by our founders. Or in your community, I know civic groups often have a patriotism or some kind of goal in their group to promote patriotism, and that would be an excellent place. Or perhaps in a school system, homeschoolers are using this material. There's a whole host of different ways that you could do it with your family. You gather together your relatives and do it in your home. There's many different ways in which this can spread the truth about what our Constitution was about. Again, the phone number is 410-760-6759 for Institute on the Constitution. And our website, it won't be up until tomorrow, is www.iotc, that's Institute on the Constitution, iotconline.com.
All right, that's iotconline.com. So you'll certainly want to go there, and more than that, you'll want to seriously consider doing this. It's something that you can do in your area, at your school, certainly at a club. You can do it right in your home. And really, if you're not willing to get involved, who will be? And if not now, when? And this is why we're going to keep hammering away at this until we have these all across America. And I'm encouraged because many times, after then the first program, the people are so enthused, they'll have another one, and somebody in those programs will begin putting them on in other areas there. Mm-hmm. And I know this is what's happening out in Spokane, and my understanding is...
That's happening right here in this area. People in Northern Virginia are taking it up, and people in Pennsylvania, and people in Southern Maryland, as it's spreading from, our location. To those who actually, some are willing to drive an hour and a half to come to a class on 12 sessions and then return to their part of the state or the next state over and take the torch there of liberty and freedom and restore our constitutional republic.
Amen to that. And for our people out there who say, oh, I don't have to be involved. I'm going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. You show me where it says that in the Bible. You show me where it says that America isn't going to be destroyed 20 years before the rapture comes. And then what are you going to say to your children, your grandchildren? Are you going to say, gee, I was too busy? Remember, the same things are happening now that happened in Hitler's Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They used the same Romans 13 there. If you don't believe that, you need to get the book by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church. And, he will tell you exactly what happened in Hitler's Germany and how the churches were used to neutralize the people.
Yes.
And I know when I was in Germany, Nobody went to church because they realized they'd been lied to. Well, let's go to Steve, who's calling us from Wisconsin. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing fine, gentlemen.
Speak up now.
Oh, I'm trying to. Can you hear me better now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I've been listening to the conversation, and when you think of what this country was at one time, and then you think of what it is today, it's enough to make any grown man sit down and cry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It really is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Christianity has been replaced by humanism, and of course, the liberals, for all practical purposes, have taken over this country, and the law of the day is multiculturalism, diversity, and self-esteem.
Right. Okay, do you have a question?
The question is, how do we turn this around, or are we at a point of no return? We've crossed that line.
Well, if I thought there was no possibility, I wouldn't do what I do 5 hours a day, Steve.
We wouldn't be doing Institute on the Constitution. We know there's hope for this country.
And this is one of the greatest things coming down the line. That's why I'm working with David and Pastor David and, of course, Mike Perutka and the others. And you can do something like this through your radio ministry, because Steve has his own radio ministry, mm-hmm. but you can do it yourself in your area. Hey, thanks so much for calling, but don't get discouraged, Steve.
No,
we're not elected as long as we can still have the opportunity to have a voice, and more than that, why, this really is God's battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd love to see this country turn back to him. I think he'd love to see a revival in America, but we're not going to get it unless we try.
Okay, Dr. Stan?
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one last thing. Even if I thought that this country has reached the point of no return, I would still fight the good fight
mm-hmm.
all the way to the very end, as St. Paul told us to do.
But remember, of course, the battle is an ideological battle. It's a spiritual battle
right.
being fought on the political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. God bless. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And, of course, let's go to Fred calling from Salinas.
Hello.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Good. I just kind of wanted to know, I've been looking through here, and when you go to the Declaration of Independence, of the 56 signers, 53 were Master Masons. And then when you get to the Constitution, almost every one of the signers of the Constitution were Master Masons.
Well, now, of course, first of all, you have to understand that the Masonry at that time was much different than the Masonry of today.
Yeah.
And even more than that, you have to understand that the reason that many of the people actually joined the Masonic Lodge at that time was because of the secrecy within the Lodge, they could plot the revolution. Had it not been for the secrecy of the Lodge, they would have been arrested by the Crown. So many of them joined the Lodge for that purpose. Now, most of them were Christians. They really were. And you go into the background of their writings, you'll find they were. And I will tell you that the Masons put out that, yes, many of them were Masons, but I do not believe that 53 of the 55 were. Hey, where did you get that information
from? I'm sitting here looking right now at the Masonic edition.
Of course.
Encyclopedia.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Holy Bible, it's 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence.
What do you believe what the Masons tell you?
Yeah.
Well, this is in a Masonic Bible, so I'm reading it.
Absolutely. And what you really need to do is not go to the Masons
right.
to find out what they say, because they're going to lie to you. And they're going to tell you all sorts of things that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to call me off the air, where we can put you in touch with people who've really researched this far better than I have, okay?
And one who's done an excellent job with that is Dr. John Idvo, who is the speaker on the Institute on the Constitution. And he speaks about the faith of the Founding Fathers. And he cites studies that have clearly been done of what they wrote, of what their religious practices were. And he shows that not only the signers of the Constitution, but the signers of the Declaration were without a doubt Christians, solid Christians, with only a couple of questions as to some would want to claim that Benjamin Franklin was a deist and Thomas Jefferson was a deist. But he even shows that in their own statement that it is impossible to say that Thomas Jefferson at the end of his life or Benjamin Franklin at the time of the writing, the framing of the Constitution, neither of them were deists, because they did not believe in the deist concept of God as a watchmaker who just left the universe and has nothing to do. For example, Benjamin Franklin called for prayer because he said, if God is not actively involved in the writing of this Constitution, we are about something that is going to be as futile as building the Tower of Babel.
He was not a deist.
Fred, I would suggest you get rid of that Masonic Constitution. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. The Masons will try to convince you that they controlled everything. Now, there was a strong Masonic influence. Washington, D.C. was designed on an occult basis. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the occultists have always been here. You had the two parallel forces, one the Christian and the other the occult, and people don't understand that. The occult, of course, was eventually able to become dominant about 1953, about 1945, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in a position of power. We're just about out of time. David, any parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I would encourage people to look at the presuppositions of our nation that are found in the Declaration of Independence. There's five of them. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Read those five, and you will see that our founders understood that without God and without a Christian underpinning, this nation could not exist, let alone function and thrive as it has for 200 years.
God bless you. We'll be talking to you soon on our other programs. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I want to mention some of the items we carry, and one of them, of course, is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we certainly hope that many of you out there will be seriously interested in getting Miracle 2 soap. Basically, there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, and a gel, and then there's a neutralizer, and we can't make any claims about them from them as far as their benefits, but we will tell you that many of the people who use them tell us all sorts of wonderful stories about the things that they have done for them or members of their family and how great they are for all sorts of things. And so if you'd like more information about Miracle 2 soap products, go to our website at radioliberty.com, or if you'd like a packet that we put together that just lists all the things that people have said that have helped, and we don't tell you they're going to help, but this is what people have suggested, and we suggest you just try them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And as for information on Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we want to mention that these are uncertain times we're living in. And, of course, there could be some serious problems. I believe that if the Congress and the Senate don't go along with the new program for the Patriot Act 2, that there will be another major terrorist attack on America, because I believe that they use this sort of thing to manipulate the people, as we saw the anthrax attack, which the president and certainly Dick Cheney must have suspected was coming, because we know that Dick Cheney went on to Cipro on the very evening of the September 11th attack and was on it for a 6 weeks period. And that anthrax attack was used to manipulate Congress into signing Patriot 1. Well, there's going to be a Patriot 2 bill is coming up, and they will use something in a similar manner, I fear, to get that through. You really need to have supplies on hand in case there is an interruption of supplies to our communities. If you'd like to know more about how to lay in supplies or all the things you might need, not just food supplies, but how you would store water, how you would be able to communicate with other people, what you should have on hand, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Ready Reserve food packet. That's a Ready Reserve food packet. Give us a call at and ask for catalog. We'll send you a catalog free of charge. 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like a free copy of our March newsletter, which goes into the background of what the war in Iraq was really all about, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Or if you'd like to get our video or our syllabus on that subject, of course, you can call that same number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let me just simply mention that if you would like to know more about Alamax, Alamax is a garlic product. It's a pure allicin. It's an allicin product, and of course allicin has been found to help blood pressure and lower blood pressure and cholesterol within the blood, and actually there are studies that show that it is actually tended to help people avoid colds in the double-blind study done in England, why there was a marked decrease in colds in people who used Alamax. The product has been unavailable for a period of time. It's now available again. And I want to tell you, I used it all last winter, and I did great. I didn't have any serious colds. The number is 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. Call and ask him about Alamax. And then, of course, we'd also want to mention to you the Be Alive Royal Jelly products. And if you'd like to know more about them, call 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500. And if you feel sort of tired and run down and you feel like you need more energy, why don't I give it a try? It's sold with a money-back guarantee. At the end of 3 months, if you use it regularly and you don't feel better, you call them at 866-233-7500, and they'll give you your money back. But I don't think it will, because most people are very, very happy with this product. Well, this is the time when I just want to mention, if you want to get the Big Berkey, either the Big Berkey water filter or the Berkey Light, why, they are available through Radio Liberty. And if you get them through us, why, you'll, of course, get a four-tape set or a video that we produce. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. And you should go to our website anyway, because you can hear us there 5 hours a day, get, of course, all of the information that we have. And sometimes we'll have only a guest only on one of the programs, even very good guests. We can't get on all the programs. So it's radioliberty.com. And, of course, you can get our archive programs as well as the live programs. We hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family, because that's how we're able to finance what we do 5 hours a day. And quite frankly, we need your help to keep doing what we're doing. And of course, when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our four best tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter. We ask for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month, but you'll find it fascinating, the material that you'll get and the information. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, of course, the number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for a free copy of the Radio Liberty newsletter. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a copy of our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes into the spiritual battle in which we're engaged, why, you can get the book by itself for $12.95, or you can get the book and a videotape and an audio tape for $29.95 plus shipping. And I'll tell you that this has impacted on the lives of many, many people. In fact, I had one gentleman call me and told me he'd watched the video 8 separate times because he learned something every time. And I think you will as well, because it'll give you the history that you haven't gotten. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. That's The Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the video by itself. You can get the tape by itself. You can get the book by itself, or you can get them all together for $29.95 by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival in America, because if the American people don't turn back to God, why, God is going to turn his back on America. And then, of course, we ask you to remember my ministry, Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and for our protection, for the staff that works loyally with me, and for my family, without whom I couldn't be doing at all what I do. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now, what was it, huh? No, I didn't see that. Maybe I got it and it's in a pile of things that are sitting there to go through. But I certainly will look forward to it, visit a book or something. Well, I'll take a look at it, and all right. Well, then, if you got 12, I don't recall it coming in because I would know 12 pages or something came in. On the other hand, maybe it's sitting there on my table, and I'll be in that for another week. But I got to get my April newsletter done so I can do my May newsletter. But anyway, I appreciate you sending it over. If it doesn't come through, I'll mention it, and you can send it in. Right. Well,